We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, this week for Roaming St. Louis, I am at Home Sweet Home, which is a furniture bank. It's actually our Voice of Caring partner with KMOX for this month, and I'm so glad to be joined by Betsy and Elizabeth. Betsy, you want to tell me what exactly is a furniture bank?
Absolutely. A furniture bank is an organization that has a central location that can take some people's donated furniture and then distribute it to people who need it.
Who needs it?
Yeah, so there are 60 furniture banks in North America. Everyone operates a little bit differently, but us specifically here at Home Sweet Home, we have partnered with 60 different organizations, and those organizations are able to make referrals to us. So we serve families in St. Louis City and St. Louis County who need beds, dressers, coffee tables, pots and pans, pillows, and they get referred to us. The really cool thing about Home Sweet Home is they get to pick out their stuff, and then we deliver it to them.
So you deliver?
We deliver.
Where does the furniture and all the pots and pans come from?
It comes from all over. So St. Louis is always a very generous community. And I'd say 90% of our stuff gets donated from individuals. But it also comes from universities, from furniture stores. So sometimes it's new. Faith groups can do drives for pots and pans and can openers and pillows.
Elizabeth, let me ask you, what's the difference between something like this and other charities that take in things like Goodwill?
Sure. So not to disparage Goodwill, do their thing, but no one has to pay for anything that they get distributed here. So the families and individuals get to pick it out, and again they get to choose it, so that dignity piece is really important. A lot of times our clients haven't had the luxury or the privilege or the right to choose for a very long time, if ever, and so getting to choose their items themselves is a really big part of it.
And the delivery is important, right? Because a lot of our families might be single moms or an older veteran or somebody with a disability that can't maneuver. I mean, they don't have a car, right? They're on a bus pass, so they don't have a way to get these items there to their home, let alone up three flights of stairs. Part of the service and dignity that we provide is that delivery and setup of that furniture.
I really like that word, dignity. And when we talked earlier, Elizabeth, that struck me, because these people are maybe coming out of homelessness.
About half are coming out of homelessness, and the other half are typically in like a generational poverty cycle where they could be coming to us from an organization like St. Louis Crisis Nursery, where they've lived in a place for a long time. They may even have a lot of stuff, but it's not the right stuff that they need in order to be successful. So it's half and half.
But the choice part is there's actually a showroom, which we are sitting in right now, where folks can come in and browse just like any other store and pick out the items that they want to grace their home, which may be a new home.
We have 10,000 square feet of space here in Brentwood that has all of our donations laid out into it, and the clients get to come and they get to take time, about 40 minutes with a volunteer, to look and sit down and feel the table. Does it feel good, right? They get to sit down on the couch and say like, oh, this one is comfy, right? And they get to look and match the chair with the couch and make sure that it all fits their style and what they need as a family, right? So a single veteran who's older, I've had an older guy shop, and he had space for a bigger table. He's like, I don't want people over, right? Whereas then you have like a grandma that comes in and she wants that big table because she's got a lot of grandkids that are living with her. So,
well, I forgot to mention we're sitting at a table, and through the course of roaming St. Louis, I have heard a lot of table stories. To be honest, I'll sit down at a table and ask somebody, is there a story to this? And I'm expecting no, but actually a lot of times there is a story. And I can't imagine how many stories must be in this room, because we're surrounded by tables that all have to have individual stories.
Yeah, so that is really the cool part, is that while we don't know the story from the family that donated this table, often people like to give to us because it's going directly to a client. And some families sat at this table and had Thanksgiving meal together, right? And so there's going to be another family that gets to like build those precious family memories. Often people will donate the household items after a loved one has passed away, right? And so that knowing that furniture, that grandma's couch and dresser is going to go to somebody that really, really needs it. And that person has chosen grandma's couch and dresser.
And Elizabeth, can you talk a little bit about the logistics of how this all works? Just on a day-to-day basis, what is the operation like?
Yeah, so we have 4 trucks, but we have 18 staff members, and most of those are movers and drivers. And we have dozens of volunteers that come in every day and help sort incoming donations. So people come by and drop things off at our warehouse, and then our drivers and movers are going around all over the city and county picking up donations. They're brought back here, the volunteers sort them, and they set them up here in the beautiful warehouse so people can shop with them. And then we train other volunteers to assist those families shopping. It can be kind of overwhelming sometimes for families to do that shopping for their entire house in a short amount of time, and our volunteers are trained to kind of meet them where they are and help them through.
So this is a volunteer opportunity for anybody in the community who wants to chip in?
Oh, yes. Our volunteers this year have given more than 13,000 volunteer hours, right? So whether that's a corporate group that's building dressers for the families, or our regular volunteers that come in every Friday and help the family shop. It's definitely driven by the help of the community.
Well, it seems like this would be a very satisfying volunteer situation, because you get to connect with the people one-on-one and see their faces when they choose their furniture. Is that?
Yeah, so we're very lucky in that it is one of those rare missions where you get to kind of have that hands-on, tangible volunteer experience. And what we've found is what clients come in very like nervous because they don't know us, right? So they come in nervous. It has to be hard and humbling to have to ask for help. And then they spend a little bit of time with that volunteer and they walk through the process. By the time they get to like the lamps, and we have wall art and things like that, and then they get to the kitchen items, and those barriers just start to break down, right? Like somebody will be like, there's a pan, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can make brownies in this pan, and the volunteer is like, oh my gosh, I love brownies too, right? And it's something so simple, but that's what makes us so human. So knowing that the volunteers had that opportunity to make that personal connection is what it's all about.
And now for part 2 of our visit at Home Sweet Home, a furniture bank in Brentwood that takes in high quality donated furniture and helps people in need set up their homes. I'm chatting with founder Betsy Reznicek and development director Elizabeth Freshour. You mentioned partners. So are there agencies or other organizations in the community that you work with that help?
Yeah, so as Betsy mentioned, we work with almost 60 partner agencies. So those are people that are giving, you know, comprehensive services to veterans or domestic abuse survivors or immigrants and refugees. And they are working with them to get them back on their feet again from whatever circumstance they were coming from. And then those agencies refer those clients to us. And so that's really important to us, that we know we just have this, we touch these families just for a little bit in this moment of getting them started with furniture. But those agencies are supporting them and continuing to support them to make sure that they're successful.
Are the holidays a particularly busy time for you guys?
I think the holidays are busy for all nonprofits.
Well,
right?
That's true.
But yes, absolutely, right? So it gets colder. People are needing housing. They're not necessarily willing to try to tough it out outside. So we have a lot of people that start moving into housing. People are also really generous around the holidays in terms of donations and volunteers. So organizations, including ourselves, like to take advantage of people that are really interested in giving back at that time. And so we always try to do a big push right before Thanksgiving and then right before the end of the year to just try to get as many people stuff as we can. And I remember that first year. Yeah, so, I mean, we had, so our first day was like October 1st of 2015. So at Thanksgiving, I remember loading up, was it just an old pickup truck with a kitchen table, some pots and pans. It was basic, right? We didn't have a big truck. So it was a pickup truck full of stuff. And I grabbed a board member to help me like carry some of the stuff in. And they literally had like a couch and that was it in the house. They had some beds. So when we got done and he's like, well, that was a lot of driving. And, you know, like we didn't really take them that much. And I was like, but they didn't have anything to cook a turkey in, right? They didn't have any plates and they didn't have that kitchen table. And that family is going to sit down on Thanksgiving for the first time in who knows how long because we were able to drive that out to them. So simple.
I should mention that we are in the warehouse where there's lots of furniture and some of it's being moved around. So if you hear that in the background, that's what that is. Some of these things you just take for granted. Cutlery and plates and things like that. But I'm wondering about your expenses and how you pay for things. So obviously you get furniture donated. What about cash donations and what would that go toward?
Yeah, so our biggest expenses in a mission like this is staff to deliver the furniture and to pick up this furniture. So we're picking up hundreds of thousands of pieces of furniture a year. And then also a building, right? So corporate or commercial real estate is really expensive. We need a building that can hold a lot of stuff. And so those are our two biggest expenses. The rest is like small pennies. So making sure that we have those warehouses, we have the trucks, and we have the movers to do that. And most of our donation comes from individual givers, but we also have grants and corporate groups that and special events throughout the year too.
What does the future look like for Home Sweet Home? Do you have any plans to expand or do new things? I mean, what's on your agenda?
So our dream would be to have a location on both the St. Louis side of the river and the Metro East that's big enough to serve all the families and say kind of the St. Louis region. The short-term dream is that this building is going to double in cost for the next 5 years. So our board's immediate priority is figuring out how do we afford a lease on a space that's going to double on us, or if we move, where do we move? What does that look like? Where is it at? So building space and priority is our first and only priority. In terms of growth, we're really intentional with it. We try not to grow just because we know that there are more families to serve, but unless we grow, we grew really fast those first few years. So we really kind of take a look every year at like, okay, do we grow? Do we have the resources to grow? Is there the need to grow? Where's the most important spot to grow? So these last few years, we've intentionally kind of slowed down, make sure we have a really good system in place so that when we're ready to grow, we can do it well. But our first need is to figure out this space because this space we will be priced out of if we're not careful.
Well, that's unfortunate, but
yes,
prices are up in every realm.
They are,
so,
yeah.
How can people interact with you? So someone who wants to donate furniture or donate cash to help with the expenses, what is the process they should go through for Home Sweet Home?
Sure. So our website is a great resource to get information on all of that. Right on our homepage, we have schedule a pickup. So if you have donated items that you want picked up from your house for free, if it's outside, you can go and just online schedule that right away with our donations coordinator. There's also a donate button if you would like to just donate to contribute to the work. And then, of course, you can volunteer. So if you go to the volunteer on our menu and you can sign up to take a training and learn more about volunteering here.
Home Sweet Home is the KMOX Voice of Caring partner for November. It's really satisfying to hear all about this organization and what you do for the community. And I appreciate your time today, Betsy and Elizabeth.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.